Putnam, hello.
Putnam.
Hey, who's here?
Ranjit.
Hi, Ranjit.
This is Gyan.
Hi, who is this? Hi, Guruatma.
Morning. Carol Decca.
Who is this?
Carol Decca.
Oh, hi, Carol. Welcome. Who else
hi.
Is here?
Harinder.
Hi, Harinder. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. And who else?
Saranam.
Hi, Saranam.
Hi.
And who else? Well, guess what, everybody? Today was the day that we started with a new number.
I tried and it got a weird thing.
What happened?
Some little Asian voice came on and said the number and said it wasn't working. Or it's not in use right now or something.
Really?
He repeated the phone number, yeah. And said this number is not in use right now.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, it happened to everybody?
No, I had music for 7 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, you mean on this line?
Yeah. I mean,
on
the old line. Is there a new line now?
Yes. Yes.
I dialed the old number.
Right, right. And I was on the new line. And only Aunt McCutum showed up on the new line. Well, if you all are not being accepted into that new number, I guess we're going to transfer our call today to this number. So, wait a minute. Aunt McCutum? Better call the old number, okay?
No.
Okay.
It's on the webpage, so I can
get it. No, the old number is not on the webpage.
Yes, it is, thankfully. It
it's
is on the website. It's still on.
Oh, brother. Okay.
No, it's on. It's on, and then below it, it has the new number. So I was able to get the old number easily.
So, Linda, you had the same problem with the new number?
Yeah.
Oh,
I called a couple times, and it said it doesn't exist or it's not in use right now.
Oh, brother. Okay. So, Aunt McCutum?
Yes.
Okay, they say it's on the website, so go ahead and call the old number.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will talk to you later today.
Okay. 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 Here we go. So, sorry for all this confusion. That was my big concern about switching to the new number, but, well, tell the city turn to me and we'll figure it out at some point. Okay. So, everybody please come sitting straight. Long deep breath. Long deep breath, relaxing. Good. And inhale. Om Namo Gurudev Namo.
God, get in the name.
Long deep breath. Good. Keep out long deep breath. And in heart breath, that is on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart. Good. Let your heart open. Let it be as gorgeous as it really is. Opening. And now send it to everybody, everybody on the call, everybody on the recording, and everybody who got too frustrated with this phone business. Send it to everybody. Good. And now send it out. Send it out to the world. Send it out to the world, especially to those who are claiming their human rights and believing that they are moving towards democracy and your own intentions as well. Good. And inhale and exhale. Excuse me, and breathe. Good. Now, Baba Siddhi-chan, he would just want to know how your hearts are. How are your hearts feeling? Who can say? Volunteer? As they say in Japan, Bawantia. Oops. Sorry. Can anybody say, how is your heart feeling?
Compassion.
Oh, good. Anybody else? When you do this heart breath.
Heart feels good.
Oh, good. Good. What is good?
An opening, like more room.
Good. Anybody else?
Open and flowing.
Good. Good. Okay, he says, now, my darlings, how would you like to feel like that all the time?
Wahe guru.
What?
Wahe guru.
All right. He says, you know you can. All it takes is remembering. That's all it is. He says, you don't have to let those cockroaches in. He says, no. He says, you can open your heart and let the butterflies flutter out. He says, that's all heart breath is, and that's everything heart breath is. He says, please remember it. He says, you are, he calls you good eggs. He says, you are two good eggs to miss that. He says, feeling down, feeling glum. He says, it's not actually a birthright. He says, no. He says, you've been trained to it. He says, did your parents get into it? Did your big brothers and sisters get into it?
Yes.
Excuse me. Satnam?
I think Amar Karji is on the other phone line. This is Satsiri. There's a couple of us who are on the other line. Are we meeting on this line?
Yes, we're meeting on this line because it was not available to some people.
Okay, so I'll call
them
right back. Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll be right back.
Bye-bye. Well, what a big confusion today. Mama Siddhi Chand is saying, my plan all along. Okay, sir, why would you play this trick on us? He says, because I wanted you to get into a befuddle. He said, I wanted you to experience your befuddle. He says, and know that it's not true. He says, I don't care what your befuddle is. I don't care if it involves your very life or even the life of your children. He says, you may not, moving into this Aquarian age, you may not live in befuddle. You may not live in heartless situations. You may not live in victimization. You may not live in heartbreak. He says, you may not. He says, because the separation between heart breath or open heart and the difference between that and closed heart, befuddlement, hurt, closed heart, he says, is going to divide even more. It's going to get much more huge, he says, much more huge. So that is the reason that it is so important for you to relax. He says it's important for you to relax and to move into the open heart, the flowing heart, no matter what happens. He says there's such potency that is happening in the air. Everything, he says, well, he says you see it already. Everything is being increased systematically and automatically. He says, this girl here, he means me, he says, she has seen so much brokenness in her own property here. In other words, my irrigation keeps breaking in the middle of this drought in the desert. My pump had to be replaced. My office chair broke. Anyway, things break. Things will increase in that intensity. He says, they will increase. He says, are you going to listen to your old, because of your old solitude, your own hurt, your own disconnection? He says, no. He says, just investigate. Where would that take you? Where would that take you if you lived in that, especially if it got more and more intense? Just to look at it, you know. Okay, so now he says, now take the other tact. He says, use the other tact, which is taking every opportunity, every drawback. He says, every boulder in the road. He says, take it as an opportunity. You see a boulder, but what's really written on that boulder? Written on that boulder is, O-P-P-O-R-T-U-N-I-T-Y, in big, bold letters. Big, bold letters. And he says that opportunity goes deep. It is an opportunity for you to let go any victimization, any kind of hurt, any kind of heartache, any kind of victimization, any kind of feelings of lack, not being there. Oh, poor me. Oh, I'm not enough. Oh, I'm being pooped on again by heaven. He says, that's your opportunity to get out of that. He says, that is old think. It's not going to work for you. He says, old think will take you right to the bottom. He says, you know what the bottom is called? He says, the bottom is called hell. Oh, my God. He says, it's your choice. It is your choice. You know, the old Christian way said, well, if you had merit, you would not go to hell. He said, my dears, it's much more simple than that. Much more simple than that. It is simply a matter of choice. I want you to breathe with that a minute. This is a matter of choice. Breathe. Hell or heaven is a psychological situation that creates the situations of heaven and hell. Okay? Heaven and hell are psychological situations that create the experience of heaven or hell. You are the master of it. There is nothing that cuts you short from that, except old habits, old ways of hurting yourself, old ways of accepting and drawing hurt. What do you think of that? He says, I don't care if your right arm is cut off. I don't care if you've got cancer. He says, well, of course, I do care. But what I'm saying is that those incidents are not causing your health. No, sir. No, ma'am. He says those incidents are bringing you the opportunity to go deeper, deeper into your own wealth, your own kindness, your own depth of heart, and to open up to see where the growth, where your growth is apparent to you. He's making me tell him myself. Okay, here we go. He says, for instance, this girl thinks she, because of her upbringing, she thought she was small. He says, that's her biggest problem with her. She thinks she's small. He says, but in fact, is a situation that she is destined to bring these teachings to a grander and grander scale. He said, how can she do that if she thinks she's small? Oh, my God. Okay? So, that is her opportunity. Okay, now I've told her myself. Okay. So it is up to each one of you to allow the bigness of yourself, the greatness, the grandness of yourself to come forward. Because you are nothing less. You are nothing less. He says, how many times do I have to tell you that? He says, I will keep telling you to infinity. He says, you know, I'm already blue in the face. I'm already there. He says, so why not keep going? He says, I will tell you at every minute, at every second that you are great. He says, the question is, why won't you believe me? Why do you let those old cockroaches come up and talk in your ears and tell you you are nothing? Tell you that you are less than. Tell you that you are guilty. Tell you that you are a victim and you will remain so for infinity. He says, why do you do that? Well, he says, of course I know. He says, of course I know it's habit. He says, but he says, this is my Pisces Aquarian birthday present to you. He says, my Pisces Aquarian birthday present to you is to wrap up all those old notions, all those old ways of seeing and believing, all those hurts and dramas, pieces and transform. Transform to that butterfly. That's what it's all about. That's what this transformation to the Aquarian age is all about. He says, do that now. Breathe. And just bring up anything of smallness, of self-hurt, of victimization, of I don't have enough. He calls it constant caterwauling. Keep up the breath. Knowing that plain sight is here for you. This is what's ahead for you. This is what the Aquarian age will bring for you if you move into it. It's a choice. Remember, Yogi Bhajan said that there will be an epidemic of madness, an epidemic of craziness. Mm-hmm. He says, you know why? He says, because of this very situation. Because of the speed up, if people continue to live in that alligator that's trying to bite their feet and pull them down, that is their own self-negativity, hurt, want, distrust, insecurity, and so on. If they increase exponentially, what will happen to a person? It is a psychological situation. It will be an overflow. It will become a madness. That is all it is about. You have a choice. You have a choice, my sweet ones. You have a grand choice ahead of you. With you, right at this moment. Okay, now he says, delve deep and find your core. Find your core that nags you and keeps you small. What is it? Write it down, he says. Write it down. Be sure to. Okay, my darlings, he says, now listen to me and find out the truth. He says, don't worry that you don't know the steps to get, when you find out the truth, don't worry that you don't know the steps to enact it. He says, once you are clear about the truth, then we can go about the transformation with all the other little supporting material. Mm-hmm. He says, come up with the truth now. Use this opportunity. This is your birthday present after all. Feel the truth of it. What is that truth? What is the expression of that opportunity that's being given to you right now? Good. And nab it. This is your destiny. No ifs, ands, or buts. This is your destiny. Read that. Expand into it. It is a huge ball of light for you to jump into. Sparkling, sparkling. Drink it in. Bathe yourself in it. What preciousness. Aren't you grand? Aren't you marvelous? Aren't you the best? Accept it. Feel it. Feel that grandness lodged, emanating from your very heart. Let it move from your very heart. What a preciousness you are. Let it permeate every bit of your body and of your mind. At the same time, forgive those disbeliefs that might hammer against that. Forgive all those disbeliefs. Forgive them. Remember Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. These are these niggling voices that keep you in hell. Forgive those voices that you had picked up along the way. Forgive them, whether they're your parents' voices or from past lifetimes. It's worked that way. Guess why? It's because this voice creates it that way. Forgive those voices. They may have been trying to help you, but in fact they kept you locked in hell. Now is the time for you to open your own pearly gates. It's true. Now is the time. Now is the time. Breathe. What beautiful joy. What beautiful wisdom. Openness. What preciousness. This is who you are, so precious. And we need you. You may think that you can just hide and slink off. Heck no. Everyone who is here is needed at this time. Whether you choose heaven or hell, you are needed at this time. He says there is no mistake. There is no mistake about who is here and who is not here. There is not a mistake. Everyone, their own center of consciousness is important to birthing this new time. He says, the question is, how are you going to choose to birth it? He says, it emanates from your own personal self and your own decision, from your own sadhana, from your own spiritual practice, from your own wisdom, from your own knowing, from your own sense of heaven. How precious you are. You are so good. He says, he's bowing in the deepest gratitude, for every one of you making that decision right now. It's an extremely holy decision that you're making. It's a holy decision to decide to be happy, to move over into that space of kindness, of joy. You said it is a preciousness. It is a flow. You jump onto my cart, our cart, mother's cart, Yogi Bhajan, Guru Ramdas. We have a cart for you to jump on. And when the opportunities arise, he says, feel that you are in an amusement park and you are on that daggone roller coaster, he says. He says, ride it. Scream it. But enjoy it. Breathe. Feel that joy in you. You could be terrified, but enjoy it. Open your heart. Love yourself. Loving yourself. He said, why would anybody ever tell you in your preciousness that you are not lovable? Oh, my God. What nuttiness. Forgive those voices. Forgive those voices that do not acknowledge, simply because they did not acknowledge themselves. Be who you are, open. open. Be who you are. Love yourself. And feel that and radiate totally in your body and your heart, your mind, every bit of your spirit. Be radiant, radiant, radiant. Be who you are. Good. And continue that. This is who you are at every moment of your life. That's it. And inhale. And exhale. And continue that radiance. He says, oh, now, my darlings, it is time to share your wealth with each one. Connect with one another. And he says, that is how you build this common spirit of light. This common spirit of light that will not only support every one of you, but it will move out into the collective, into the ethers, to support more and more. He says, so now, who can share?
I will.
Who's there first?
Amrit?
Yes, Amrit, welcome.
Thank you. I was on the other line.
Yeah, we heard. I'm sorry about that. I have to see what's going on there.
That's okay. I just having, it's funny that we have this conversation right now because I have just gone through for the last few months, just gone through and experienced every single thing that you were just referring to, Baba Sirachan was referring to. And the journey is just a challenging but an absolutely incredible and amazing journey to go through. And I wish for everybody to be able to take the leap and go through it because it's more than worth it. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was hell, right?
It was hell.
And now where are you?
There's no doubt about that. I am in heaven and beyond. I am in a place of such peace and contentment that you can't even imagine that a place like that really does exist. But I'm here to tell you, it does.
Oh, God bless you, dear. God bless you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Example. Thank you for the confidence. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we, yes, bless you, dear. Okay, who else would like to share? Or should I say, who else can share? Speak up now.
Hargobin.
Hi, Hargobin.
How you doing, Sigyan?
Okay. So what's up here, man?
Oh, it was good for me because I've been going through a situation lately where, you know, I've been doing the right thing with it, but I still felt like it was bumming me out. It was like at my studio because my partner's wanting to add more people. So I'm like,
oh,
you know, aren't I enough, you know? So I was dealing with that, and, you know, I feel better about it now after our talk today, and I really liked your newsletter, too.
Oh, good. Another planet?
Very helpful.
Good. Good. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. The next news story is going to be Amrit. Amrit's story. So that'll be
my
fun.
Heaven and hell.
Beg your pardon?
I said my heaven and hell.
Heaven and hell. Right. Exactly. Going to hell to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm. The highlights.
All right. Good. Okay, so Hargobin, can you see the opportunity here?
Yeah, definitely I do.
What is the opportunity?
Well, I see it. Actually, what I'm seeing it for me is that because I spend so much time there, it's gonna help me with that. It's gonna help me not have to spend so much time. Well, I mean, I like to spend time there, but you know, it's gonna give me a little bit more freedom, and it's also helping me to be able to let go of things that I need to let go of.
Like what?
You know, well, like I can't be the only one doing what's going on down there. You know, she wants other people to do different things, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's certain things that I'm not going to do. So I need to let
Great.
Other people come in and do those, you know, and not worry about it.
So, Hargobin?
Hmm?
Are you plenty enough?
Yes, I am.
Are you greater than plenty enough?
Yeah, I think I am.
No, no. Are you greater than plenty enough?
Yes, I am.
Okay, say it again.
Yes, I am.
All righty.
Are you believing me?
I'm believing you, brother.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Okay, and who else can share?
Ranjit.
Yes, Ranjit.
Hi, Satnam. The first that I heard was keep up and you will be kept up.
Oh, good. And you know who says that?
Yes, Yogi Bhajan.
That's right.
And then I heard, this was so beautiful to me, because then I heard, you are so lovable, that I was the essence, the purity and the nectar of love, the very center, the core of love itself. That was awesome.
I can verify that's true.
Oh, my gosh. That was so awesome. I can't even tell you. Okay, thank you, Hargobin. Oh, my gosh, because you don't always feel lovable, or you don't feel like, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe you're not doing enough, or I don't know. But it was just such a beautiful message, and I'm very grateful for that. It was beautiful.
Oh, how wonderful. Do you have good confidence in that?
Yes. I do. I just have to remember that. I mean, it felt like it was, obviously, it was for everybody. He was saying it for everybody, but it just really spoke to me, you know. It was just beautiful.
Oh,
I'm so grateful for this. And I was like, I was kind of, you know, when it wasn't working, to call the other number, and I was back and forth, and, you know, I was panicked. I was like, we have to do this, you know. This is something that, well, if it didn't work, it didn't work today, but it would have connected another time. But I love it because I feel so called, and even though I don't know everybody by face and by name, I feel so connected to their hearts, and I'm just so happy for this time.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh,
thank you so much, Gideon, for this.
Yes. He says, we are all loving and hugging one another. He says, big group hug now.
Yeah.
Correct. Big group hug. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ranjit.
Thank you.
And, of course, if people don't know, Ranjit and Hargobind are siblings, brother and sister.
Yeah. And Guru, and Guru Ravi, too.
Is she on here now?
Yes, I think she is.
I am.
Good. The trio. Yay.
I also wanted to share something, if I could. When Ranjit spoke about that, she's the first person that popped into my heart and my mind with that.
I'm
that
jealous.
She is so loving. And she's... Sorry, Hargobin. And that she heard that as a child, that she was not loving. And,
oh, my gosh.
And I joined in with her, sending healing to that voice that she heard that from, and it felt very, very powerful.
Thank you.
And just to reiterate that she is very loving, and she, whatever she heard, that was just perfect. It was the epitome of who she is and what she radiates.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Thank you, Guru Ravi.
Thank you, Ranjit.
Oh, precious. But you see what's happened there. That notion of being unlovable, that was the opportunity. She would not have gone into such beautiful consciousness of who she is, of a lovable and loving being in the nth degree. She would not have been appreciating that, most likely.
Oh, true.
She would not have gone to the depth of it unless she had had that opportunity, that crummy experience. You see?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all the crummy experiences, jump on them and say, yay, I'm ready to turn you inside out to find the truth. Right?
Yes.
Yes, that's certainly what Amrit did.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's what Hargobin just did. Okay. So that lady is going to be on us any second now. So I am going to try my best to work this out with this phone calling company. And I think the best thing to do is to check the website next week, because I don't. And if one if one call-in doesn't work, then call the other one. That's all I can say. Okay. I would, so I'll be in touch by way of the website. So, bless you all. Love you all. And everybody's loving one another. Oh, good. Okay, so thank you. Okay, so now let's just sing each other the closing song. Okay, we're going to sing it to each other on the call, on the recording, and basically to everybody. Everybody needs it. Okay, what a great secret everybody is keeping in their heart. Oh, we're not going to keep it secret anymore. So sit straight, palms together. Joining the hemispheres of your brain, as you put your palms together, heaven and earth, inhale to begin. May the long time sun shine upon you, all around you, and the pure light within you. Guide your way on. And bow to the holiness that we all share. Oh, what a grand finale to who you are. The finale is eternity. Bless you all. Love you all. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Love you. Sayonara.